Okay, good evening, everybody, and thank you for accommodating the change in time. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to conclude Siman Reish Ayin Vav. We are holding at Siman Reish Ayin Vav, Si'if Dalet. So we're going to be doing Si'ifim Dalet and Hey. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Im Yesh Ner Be'Beis Yisrael, if there's a candle that's already lit in a Jewish person's home, Uba Einu Yehudi V'Hidlik Ner Acher, and a non-Jew comes and lights another candle, Mutal L'Shtamish La'oro Bo Ner Rishon Dolek. You're allowed to use the Ner that the Einu Yehudi lit, so long as the first candle that was lit remains lit. But once the first candle is extinguished, then you're not allowed to use the second candle that the Nachri had lit. And similarly, if the Nachri puts extra oil in a ner that's already lit, you're allowed to continue to use that ner that now has extra oil in it up until the amount of time that it would have taken for the ner to be extinguished had the Nachri not added oil to it. But then at that point, it's going to become Aser. So essentially, even though the Nachri is adding more light to an already lit room, or he's improving the quality of light from a candle that you're getting, as long as the initial candle would have still given you what you needed, you're allowed to continue to use the light of that room. Once the initial candle would not have given you what you needed, then you're not allowed to use the candle in that room. Says the Rama, Umutur limchos pe'in yudi shabal da'adik ner, olahos of shemen. But you're allowed to make an objection if you see that the Einu Yehudi, that the non-Jew, is going to light another candle or to add oil to the candle. L'chora, that's a davar pashut that you're allowed to object. The question is, why does Rama say mutter? He should say chayiv or you know, something like that. So we'll get to that in the Mishnah Brura. So let's take a look at Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Lamed Beis. Mutter, this is going on the halacha that you're allowed to use the R of your candle, of the the R of the guy's candle, so long as your initial candle was still lit. Ratzalomar, after ata al yedei haner hazeh shehidlik b'shul Yisrael nisgadela or yoser, even though now that there's more light on account of the candle that the non-Jew lit, afilu hachi mutter, nevertheless, it's still mutter. Umarik shayachol mitchila b'makom hazeh al kol panim lehanus k'tzas la'or haner rishon v'lechein shari yubalav hachi aser. But this is only assuming that you had enough light from your candle to at least get the normal hana'ah that you need from a lit room. And that's why it's mutter to remain in that room, even though now it's better illuminated than it was before. But otherwise, it would be aser, because if the room was too dark for you to really use it, and now a guy lit a candle in it, so then you're just getting direct hana'ah from the melacha that a guy did. You're certainly not allowed to ask a Nachri to light the extra candle, even if you have enough light in the room to get by. You're not allowed to ask a Nachri to light an additional candle. Sifkat Lamed Gimel, Aval, V'cheinim Ha'isim Adurishin of the Kamer of Shabbos V'ayin Yudi V'ahus V'eitzim Shabbos B'shvil Yisrael. This is not only about illumination, this is true about heat as well. If you had a fire that was warming you, that was lit from Erev Shabbos, and you had enough warmth from the fire, and then Neinu Yudi comes and he adds extra firewood on Shabbos for you, also this chamim kenegda, you're not allowed to warm yourself by that fire. La'achar shi'ichlu etzim arishonim, once the wood that you had burning in that fire would have been finished. V'kodem shi'ichlu yesh la'atir le'satzarech. But before that wood would have been finished, meaning when you would have had the necessary warmth anyway, so then le'satzarech, at least you're allowed to continue to use that that fire that the Nachri had enhanced. So it's true of illumination and it's true of warmth. Now we go on to explain the Rama, right? The Rama said, and you're allowed to make a macha'a against the Einu Yehudi who lights the extra candle or who adds the oil. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Namdal Mutter, after al yedei nesinas Hashem nitosof ha'or, even though there's now more light because of the added shemen, v'cheinim asa shar tikun b'haner b'shvil Yisrael, and the same as, and if he would have done any other tikun with the ner for the sake of the Jew, shal yedei zeh nitosof ha'or, which leads to enhanced light, after bevadai isur gomer lechachil tzavos leinu yehudi lezeh. Even though you're not allowed to ask the yehudi to do this, I'm sorry. This is not explaining the Ramah. This is sifkat lamedalid. This is explaining why if the nachri added oil to your already lit candle, you're allowed to continue to benefit from it. Because even though the quality of the light is better than Mishnah Berurah is saying, nevertheless, you would have had enough illumination without it. After bevadai isur gomer lechachil. You're not allowed to ask him to do it, but you're still allowed to use the light, since anyway you would have been able to use it a little bit. You would have had, you had sufficient light, at least for bare minimal needs, you had sufficient light beforehand. And therefore, even though the quality of the light has been improved by the NUD, you're allowed to use it. Now in Sivkat Namin Hey, we move on to the Ramah. Right? The Ramah says, and you're allowed to make a macha'a. So the Mishnah Berurah right away says, well, of course you're allowed to make a macha'a. Why wouldn't you be allowed to make a macha'a? To make him stop, to tell him not to light the candle. I might have thought that a Jew shouldn't be talking about candles being lit, not even to talk about it, not even to mention it. Even if the mention comes in the form of do not light the candle, I would have thought that that's usher for a Jew to mention. So that's what the Ramah is telling me. No, it's not usher that the Jew is allowed to say that. Sivkaton lamed vav limchos umikivan demichabo veherelo delonichale shiasa b'shabbos. And since he made a macha'a, and you made it obvious to him that you don't want this being done on Shabbos bishvilo for you, afilu machar kach asamalacha, even if he then does it anyway, chashav ki ilu asamalacha litzarko, we view that as if he did the malacha for his own purposes, because you told him not to. So if he wanted to do you any favors, he would not have done it. Umutul ishtamish la'oro, and therefore you're allowed to use that orv, afilu mayar ner shal Yisrael bebeis Yisrael, even if the ner belonged to a Jew and it was in the home of a Jew. V'kolzak shloyarim b'ma. So that's only if it's not a harama, meaning if the guy knows that you really want this light, and he just knows you're not allowed to tell him that you want it. You can't like wink, wink, say, "Oh, don't do that for me." You know, like when he understands that you really that he is doing it for you, and that you really do want him to do it for you. So that doesn't work. It has to be that he genuinely believes you really don't want it, and he thinks that he's sticking it to the man by lighting it for you, even though you don't want it lit. So only then are you allowed to get the hana from that light. Sivkat That's when the ner belongs to the non-Jew. Meaning, the fact that we said that it's mutter to make a macha'a, that's if the guy's lighting his own candle. If it's your candle, you must make a macha'a. You must tell him not to do this. You must tell him to stop. Now moving on to si'if hey. Ba'artus karos, in very cold climates, mutter le'ni yudi lasos madura b'shvila katanim. A non-Jew is allowed to light a fire to warm children. Children have a din of v'chol hashem bel sakana, and therefore you're allowed to do amiru l'nachri for the tzarech of v'chol hashem bel sakana. So the nachri could be told straight out to light the fireplace to warm the children. And then once he does that, umtar nagadolim l'schamim bo, the adults can also use that fire to warm up by. V'afilu b'shvil agadolim mutar imakar gadol shakol cholim etzal akar. And if it's really frigid, if it's really freezing cold, the nachri could even be asked to light the fire for the sake of the adults. V'lokos, because everyone is considered a chola when it comes to frigid temperatures. V'lokos of shnogim heter afal pishena korgadol biyomhu. But one must be aware that for an adult, if it's just uncomfortably cool, but it's not frigid, it's not freezing cold, you're not allowed to do amir l'nachri to ask a guy to light the fire for you. So you cannot light a fire for a child when it's moderately cold, or for an adult if it's Lambeau Field type of cold. If it's absolutely freezing cold. Sivkat lamed ches lasos madura v'hu adin lahasik tanur beis charef. The same is true to light the furnace umutarin hagadolim, and then the adults are allowed to use the fire that was lit on behalf of the children. Ratzalomar, what this means to say is kivanti ikar nasa b'shvila katanim, since really it was done for the sake of the children. The kanal b'sevalif avlim nasa b'shvil shnei and biyachad. But if the nachri knew knew that there were children that wanted the fire and there were adults that wanted the fire. So he lit for both the children and the adults. We're going to see that's asr for the adults to use, even though it may be mutter for the children to use. Mutter. When we say that these things are mutter, it means you're allowed to ask him explicitly to do these things. Meaning, amiru l'nachri is mutter for the tzarech of the cholish ein bel sakana. Right? We're allowed to violate this gezeru drabban of amiru l'nachri for the tzarech of the cholish ein bel sakana. So you could do no hinting, no, just straight up asking him. Gadol, the belavachi and derech gadol nistar kol kach. Unless if it's not freezing cold, adults typically don't feel so much tsar. But if it's freezing cold, shakol cholim, everyone's considered a cholim. Mikol makom lahasik achar mincha b'shabbes sheil motzai shabbes aser. However, even if it's freezing cold, if the nachri is going to light the fire after mincha at Shabbos afternoon, so that the fire will still be going on Matzai Shabbos, that's aser. Me'achar tekvar neschamim b'boker, because you already were warm in the morning. V'afli shekvar neskarer, and even though it cooled down, eno kar kol kach she'edom nechshav kechola etzel krirazeh. How cold could it get in just a couple of hours that you're already going to be considered a chola? That which is mind-boggling, right? It could be 20 degrees below zero in Russia or something, or Poland or wherever, and he said, ah, okay, so a couple of hours of freezing cold, you're not going to get sick. And therefore, you have to tell the non-Jew that he's not allowed to light a fire for you until after Shabbos. But you have to assess. You have to assess how cold it really is, and if it's cold enough that you'll be a chola right now, so then you have to. Then you're allowed to ask him to light the fire. Sivkat mem gimel itza lakor. Everyone is considered a chola when it comes to cold. The coals that he needs to light, or the logs that he needs to light, need to be all set up in the fireplace. You can't, you're not allowed to, it's muktzah for you to carry them on Shabbos, to move them on Shabbos. So if you're going to ask an any, you're going to need to ask an any Yehudi to light the fireplace for you, you've got to make sure that it's all set up from before. The low coast, the Shulchan Aruch says, but not like those people that ask an any Yehudi to put a turn on the heat when it's not even so cold. Says Mishmuri, even though it's improper what they do, we shouldn't make a macha'a. Because they're not going to listen anyway, so better for them to do it b'shogig. At the very least, you should be careful not to give him the instruction on Shabbos to light the fire or to light the furnace. What you should do is you should hire a guy at the beginning of the winter season that every time it's cold he comes to your house and he lights the fireplace. That you know, Shabbos, not Shabbos, whenever it's cold he comes and he lights the fireplace. And then even if he does it when it's not so terribly cold, maybe we can consider that he's doing it for his own purposes. And you're not going to have to leave your house. So that's one way to mitigate this problem that the Shulchan Aruch noticed, that even when it's not so cold, that people ask an Einu Yehudi. So he says, at the very least, make it that it's a standing order that the Einu Yehudi is going to light this candle, is going to light the fire for you whenever it gets cold. It's like people have such a deal with their gardeners to come shovel their walkway whenever it snows. So whenever it snows, they come and they clean up. So that would be mutter, even if it happens to be that it's on Shabbos. So to summarize what we learned tonight, so first we said that if a Nachri enhances a light or a fire, but the Jew would have been able to use the light or the fire without that enhancement, so then he can still benefit from the enhanced light and warmth that the Nachri provided. Then we said that a Jew can object to a Nachri lighting a candle, and once he objects, the Nachri is considered to have lit the candle for his own benefit, so you're allowed to benefit from that candle. Because if you object, then he does it anyway, so obviously he's not doing it for you. And then we said that you're allowed to benefit from a fire that was lit for a child or even for an adult in cases of extreme cold. If there's a standing order for the guy to light the furnace whenever it gets cold, then you could benefit from it even when it's not so freezing cold and even though it was lit for the adult. Okay, that brings us to the end of Siman Reish Ayin Vav. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow night we'll begin Siman Reish Ayin Zayin. Again, thank you everyone for joining me and have a wonderful evening.